This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 27th of December 2020. Today we're acknowledging those who are new to the hobby or have recently upgraded their license. And importantly, it's the last News West for 2020. And what a mucky year it's been for almost everything. And we're very lucky here in VK6 land for being able to dodge the bug for so long. As well as congratulating new amateurs, we're commenting about inappropriate behaviour on air and especially on social media. There's a reminder about the ARRL Ritty Roundup next weekend, amateur radio New Year resolutions from 1929, and Roy's Helpline. News West is your amateur radio news with a focus on the VK6 call area, and you can hear News West on air, online, and on demand. Visit our website, vk6.net, to find out how.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, or the Radio and Electronics School, and getting your foundation license. Ham College has its first foundation weekend for 2021 on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of February, and an assessment session on Saturday the 13th. As there is still some delay in getting exam papers from the AMC, the cut-off date for enrolments will be January the 13th, so please enrol at hamcollege.org.au as soon as possible. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, renewed, or changed their four-letter F call to a three-letter call sign license in the past month. At Advanced, Mark and Sean. At Standard, Henry, Jeff, David, James, and Mitch. At Foundation, Edward, Philip, Darren, Ian, Ken, Beau, and Gary. A good harvest for December, suggesting that the AMC's backlog position is improving. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,393 amateur licenses held in VK6 today. This is the first time in many months that the total license numbers in VK6 has grown, but there is concern that this trend of a net loss of licenses has been going on for some time and shows a decline in participation in the hobby. Let us know your views and possible solutions, please.
We told you about this contest a couple of weeks ago, but thought it'd be a good idea to remind you. Next weekend, the 2nd and 3rd of January, is the ARRL Ritty Roundup. The contest objective is for amateurs worldwide to contact and exchange QSO information with other amateurs using digital modes, including Bordeaux Ritty, PSK, FT8 and FT4, ASCII, AMTOR and Packet. Please note that all of these are attended operation only, and no automated operation. The bands allowed are 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. Any station may work any other station, and stations may be worked once per band, regardless of the mode. The date again is January 2-3, 2021, and the contest period is 1800 UTC Saturday and ending at 2359 UTC Sunday.
Are we there yet? There would be many a family right now with this mantra ringing in their ears as they head off on a road trip to their holidays. Welcome to New Hams, the series for newcomers to the hobby. The new year is a bit of an odd start to joining the hobby. It's what I did. I sat my assessment late one year, and the processing of the assessments and the granting of the license, like all things we're waiting for, took an eternity. Well, it did, really. It was January sometime when the license finally became real and I could get on air in my own right. So what did I do in the meantime while I was waiting for things to happen? Well, I painted my house for a start, but that's not really about amateur radio, is it? What I did was I started to gather together the equipment I needed to get on air. At first, I borrowed a radio while I hunted around for the stuff I wanted for myself. I built my HF antennas, I appropriated a room in the house to transform into a shack, Not everyone's able to have a discreet room, but that's okay. Whatever you use, be it a room in the house, a corner of a room, a shed out back, or a cupboard under the stairs, it's your shack. Whether you're waiting for the license to happen or thinking of enrolling for a course in the new year or setting up a shack, the anticipation is invigorating in the same ways we tend to look forward to the birth of a new year. Happy New Year, and I wish you all the best for your new start or new phase in this great, diverse hobby of amateur radio. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello from the WAVHF group. On behalf of the club, I extend to all operators season's greetings and a wish that 2021 will be safe, enjoyable and satisfying for you all. Thanks to Bob, Andrew and the team at News West for providing these opportunities to share club news items throughout the year. Special thanks to family members, or should I say, significant others to be politically correct, for their leave passes and general support of us in our hobby. I've mentioned the word club three times now. My experience is that being able to interact with fellow members is a huge part of the hobby. Yes, we can Google answers to our questions, but to speak with those who have been there and done that face to face is a major bonus. So, to those operators who have not yet joined a club, consider doing so in 2021. Enjoy your time over the season, and if anyone wants to pop into the WAVHF group, I need to mention that our site will undergo major refurbishment until March. Mark, VK6EZ, and I will be endeavouring to keep the website more up to date than it has been over the last couple of years, so check what's going on or send an email to our committee address. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WAVHF group.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and as we continue this festive season, on behalf of WA Amateur Radio News, I wish you all a very happy and successful new year. The subject of bullying has been raised from time to time in amateur radio circles, and some people find the subject uncomfortable to discuss and to contemplate. I've harvested a bit of information from the National Centre Against Bullying, which is a peak body working to advise and inform the Australian community on the issue of childhood bullying and the creation of safe schools and communities, including the issue of cyber safety. And although we're not talking about children here, the principles are the same. Bullying is an ongoing and deliberate misuse of power in relationships through repeated verbal, physical and/or social behaviour that intends to cause physical, social and/or psychological harm. Bullying can involve an individual or a group misusing their power or perceived power over one or more persons who feel unable to stop it from happening. Bullying can happen in person or online via various digital platforms and devices, and it can be obvious, that's overt, or hidden, covert. Bullying behaviour is repeated or has the potential to be repeated over time, for example, through sharing of digital records. Bullying of any form or for any reason can have immediate, medium and long-term effects on those involved, including bystanders. Single incidents and conflict or fights between equals, whether in person or online, are not defined as bullying. Now here are some things that bullying is not. Bullying is not a single episode of social rejection or dislike. It's not a single episode or acts of nastiness or spite, random acts of aggression or intimidation, or mutual arguments, disagreements, or fights. These actions can cause distress, however, they do not fit the definition of bullying, and they're not examples of bullying unless someone is deliberately and repeatedly doing them. As much as some people don't wish to acknowledge it, bullying does occur within the ranks of amateur radio, both on air, face to face, and in huge terms, on social media. An example of on-air bullying is where amateurs repeatedly refuse to engage on-air with foundation licensees. It's happened in the past, and from what I hear, it still happens in some places. At present, I think the largest cesspool of bullying and inappropriate behaviour by amateurs is on social media, particularly Facebook, and there's a couple of infamous Facebook groups that entertain quite vile behaviours. I've chosen not to participate in those groups. And let's be clear, you are legally liable for anything you say or write about someone else. There have been cases where legal action has been taken over things said on Facebook and in emails. One case was a Lemon Caravans Facebook group where an admin was slanging off about dealers and products. That person was successfully sued by one of the companies that they were slanging off about. I'm aware of an Australian amateur who received a visit from the Australian Federal Police over something threatening that he said on Facebook. All I can advise, if you're a victim of bullying, that is, repeated abuse of trust, belittling, exclusion, and so on, call it out. I don't think that bullying happens on any large scale here in WA. However, it is happening in small pockets. And how do I know this? Because people tell us here at News West. Now for the last bit. Doing something about bullying shouldn't be left to the victim. It's incumbent on all of us to speak up and call it out. The last thing the perpetrators of these dark little practices want is for someone to expose it to daylight. Whether it happens in a club meeting, on air, or on social media, we all need to call it out. Now, wouldn't that be a nice New Year resolution for clubs and individuals to make and keep? I'm Bob, VK6POP.
From the Daily News Perth, Monday 30th of December 1929. In the column called The Broadcaster by VK6 Fox Golf, with the heading of New Year's Resolutions. Today is the day for making New Year's resolutions. A New Year resolution, to be any good, of course, needs to be kept. Some people make resolutions about sobriety and work, but they have little interest. The wireless enthusiast invests so much of his spare cash in new ideas that he hasn't anything left with which to be intemperate. And as radio is essentially a hobby, the idea of work may be removed from the New Year slate. That is not to say that the radio man is deprived of the opportunity of making and keeping New Year's resolutions. One good resolution, which may be made, is in 1930, I will maintain my receiver in the most up-to-date condition. In effect, this means that those old parts, which perhaps became obsolete last year, will be transposed for some of the 1930 apparatus, with of course 1930 results. The man who was content to receive his distant stations on the headphones this year may resolve to amplify the signals so that he may use a loudspeaker. Then again, there are circuits and circuits, as we all know. Some are good, and others not so good. Let a 1930 resolution be that the not-so-good circuit will be scrapped and the best incorporated. The oscillating valve friend is not so bad here as he was a year or so back, due to more modern circuits and better handling. So there is a need to emphasise the value of a resolution to reduce oscillation to a minimum. A good practical resolution is to see that all receiver batteries or accumulators are fully charged at the beginning of the year. It makes sure that you start the year right, and furthermore, provides a good time by which to memorise when the charging was last done. Some people charge their batteries regularly, others when they run down flat. The former is by far the better method, prolonging the life, as it does, of the apparatus concerned. Most sets, too, attract a large amount of dust and fluff. Even the totally enclosed sets do not escape the dust imp. The plates of variable condensers are a favourite spot for dust to hide, and also around valve sockets. If you are fortunate enough to own a vacuum cleaner, the job of removing the dust is simple. Remember, however, to use the sucker and not the blower. For those not so happily placed, the good old-fashioned kitchen bellows can be made to perform wonderful work, while a good old brush can be made to get into most common corners. To clean condensers, the writer has found that pipe cleaner is ideal. The wire support is pliable and can be made to bend around corners when necessary, while the cotton wound into the wire picks up all the dust and dirt. There are many other resolutions which might be suggested, but readers have doubted framed a number for themselves. The writer takes the opportunity of wishing the readers of this column a year full of happiness, long-distance reception, and no interference. 73s.
Next week, the News West focus is on clubs. It's a good time to now tell everyone what you're getting up to in 2021 and when meetings are recommencing. I know you've got your own club mailing list, Facebook pages, etc. However, potential new members aren't on those lists, and it pays to cast your net wider when it comes to informing those who are looking for a club to join. The other good reason for sharing what your club gets up to is in so doing you could be planting ideas in the minds of other clubs who are looking for something new to try. Our top preference is for you to send us your item recorded in a popular audio format. The higher quality, the better. However, if recording isn't possible for you, send us a script and we'll sort out the recording. Send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Amateur radio in Australia. The need to raise our standards. It's a sad day for amateur radio in VK when such articles as this need to be published. But we all need to be aware of the issues and take an active role in improving the image of our hobby. A lot has been said in recent times about misinformation, false news reports and inappropriate conduct by some amateurs. This inappropriate conduct ranges from vilification and cyberbullying through to abuse and exclusion, and to more serious matters of defamation and legal liability. Of course, these comments apply to on-air conduct as well. We're aware that at least three cases where legal action for defamation has been taken on or is being considered. This is a terrible indictment on our hobby. If we want to grow our hobby, attract newcomers, and improve the relationship with the regulator, then we need to demonstrate far greater cooperation and maturity. We need leadership. The nasty attacks and personal innuendo on social media must cease. It serves no productive purpose and sends a negative message to younger people and those considering AR as a hobby. Cyberbullying and exclusion drives people out of the hobby and causes stress and discomfort for victims. Hearsay, rumours and innuendo at clubs are no better. Everyone, including Facebook administrators, has a responsibility to call out the bullies and put a stop to this behaviour. Club committees must also be clear about their responsibilities, and this must set a standard for everyone to follow. RASA has a straightforward policy regarding cyberbullying and inappropriate conduct. You can read our policies on our website, vkradioamateurs.org. Wouldn't 2021 be a better year if the abuse ceased, or at least realistically was reduced? So what about a New Year's resolution to engage brain before opening mouth or pressing send on the keyboard? This is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Sierra, RASA Vice President.
Happy Amateur Radio New Year. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News. Wishing you all the best for the festive season. Thanks to the team this week, and actually, thanks for the whole year. The News West team is Mike VK6KMS, Jeff VK6JEF, Roy VK6XV, Dan VK6NAD and Andrew with his backroom support. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, and my job's up for grabs. Call me and we can discuss terms. And thanks to the casual contributors, including clubs, for supporting News West. Do I need to remind you that there's always room for more? Another important group of people to acknowledge and thank are the broadcasters. They put News West and the WIA News to air every week of the year. I hope I don't forget anyone, but here goes. Phil, VK6GX on 160 metres. Neil, VK6NSB on 80 metres. Chris, VK6JI on 40 metres. Eddie, VK6YA on 80 metres as VK6ANC. And VK6POP, oh, that's me, on 80 metres. The Northside Radio Association with relays on CB repeaters. And not forgetting Mark, VK6USB. Mark drives the linked repeater network, putting out the broadcast at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Now, there may be more, so if I missed anyone, please accept my apology and be short of everyone's gratitude for what you do. Most of the broadcasters do their own callbacks, and there's an army of volunteers who do callbacks on the linked repeater network. I don't know who they all are. However, their effort is appreciated all the same. News West is broadcast on several repeaters in VK7, VK3 and VK2. And we mustn't forget to thank WA Repeater Group for maintaining the linked repeater network and the Southern Electronic Group for running the news over their repeaters throughout the Great Southern and the Southwest, and all those who strive to maintain the repeaters and the All-Star network that feeds them. Well, that's quite a list, and I'm bound to have left someone out, so thanks to those people too. And there's another group of people I should acknowledge as well. I nearly forgot. That's you, the listeners. It's no show without punch, and you, the audience, are just that. So thanks, everyone. We're looking forward to 2021, and we're not taking a break. We'll be back next Sunday.
The QTC e-magazine issue for November to December has recently appeared and is available from the vkradioamateurs.org website, unless you are a RASA member, in which case it should have appeared in your inbox. There are many items of interest, including a discussion about a need for united action if the hobby in Australia is not to lose call sign numerals. Further details about the 60-metre band issue, together with articles on solar systems and QRM, rust removal, and a new RBN node. Don't know about RBN? Download the magazine and be educated. The free magazine appears bi-monthly, and in the interim, an information bulletin, QTC Lite, is produced, with the last issue appearing early in December, direct to members' email boxes, and also available via the radioamateurs.org website. These two publications most certainly provide valuable news, information, and education on many aspects of our hobby, and of course, it's free.
This is VK6JF, and we're at the Nora December group meeting. We've got North of the River Amateur Radio Boys with us. This week's episode is New Amateurs. So we've got VK6MIL Graham. Graham, have you got any advice for new amateurs thinking about joining our hobby?
Yeah, obviously you've got to get a radio, but you don't have to spend a lot. And of course, your antenna, make sure you've got it tuned up.
We've also got Mel, VK6BMM. Any advice for any new amateurs, Mel?
Put up a blinking great loop.
Any further advice for any new amateurs, Mel?
Oh, try making the secret weapon in the fishing rod. That's that's pretty good, I reckon.
So a fishing rod antenna, Mel?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're dead cheap, the blanks.
So any new amateur can come to you to build one, is that right, Mel?
Oh, no, I could give them advice on how to build it. But no, they've got to find out themselves.
It's all about experimenting and building, isn't it, Mel?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
That's part of the hobby. We've also got a foundation, VK6BAS. Brett, any advice for any new amateurs thinking about joining the hobby?
Yeah, don't buy anything from Russia.
And we've also got VK6MGT, Jace. Jace, you got any advice for any people thinking about joining the amateur radio hobby?
Definitely do it. It was the best thing I've done in radio, and I put it off for a long time, and I do regret that. Definitely do it. Get on, get your license, and get on air.
And make some noise. Any further advice for any potential new amateur joining our hobby?
Pick the bands you want to work, and then tailor your station towards those bands, and buy it once, buy it right.
Sorry, what was that, Mel?
Get on air and make some bloody noise.
73's from the Nora Group.
Greetings, and Christmas greetings at that. This is VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 27th of December. Hope you had a very good Christmas and Boxing Day, and looking forward to a new year. Much better than 2020, I hope. Looking forward to 2021. Only one new item for you this week, and it's a Kodan 9323 HF transceiver, and available going cheap from a member who is retiring. And good on you, Charlie. Charlie lives in Thornley, so if you're looking for a 9323 in that vicinity, give me a call. I'll tell you how to go about locating that 9323 Kodan transceiver. But if you have any items for next week's broadcast, or next year's broadcast, in fact, please contact me. The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Once again, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And until next year, 73 from me.
That's it. 2020 done and dusted. It's been a big year, full of achievements and disappointments. I was hearing stories about work being completed in shacks across the country due to sparse propagation and restricted movement of people due to the COVID emergency. And in recent times, the sun woke up and propagation came back into our lives, albeit a bit on again, off again in nature. We're very lucky here in VK6 land that we've dodged the COVID bullet for now. However, don't become complacent. Someone could slip through the net and then here we go again. In our favour is our isolation, and that's worked to our advantage, as there are only three roads entering the state compared with some several dozen between Victoria and New South Wales, for instance. So do take care and don't drop your guard. May 2021 be a year of happiness and achievement for all of us. Until next year, this is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you know what comes next. Go and get on air and make some noise.